Digital Music Trends, episode 86, 28th of August 2011. Hello everyone and welcome to Digital Music Trends. It's been a horrendously long time since the last show and I must apologize for the gap. But hoping to get things back on track, in this episode a really interesting interview with David Courtier Dutton, the CEO of SoundOut, a super interesting company that provides labels, musicians and radio stations with an insight into how a track might perform commercially. Okay, so today I'm really happy to have on the show David Courtier Dutton. He's the CEO and founder of Slice the Pie and SoundOut. So today we're going to talk about SoundOut mostly, and it's great to have you on the show. How's it going?
Thank you very much. Good to be here. Everything's going very well. We're pretty flat out at the moment, but no, things are going very well.
Yeah, I can imagine. So let's talk about the concept behind SoundOut, and of course you can talk about Slice the Pie because that probably leads into SoundOut as well. How did you have the initial idea, and how did the concept develop from there?
Okay, so we started about 4 years ago with Slice the Pie, which is a fan funding platform, very much like Pledge, Kickstarter, etc. But where we differed was we got the audience, or the what we called scouts on Slice the Pie, to review every track that was uploaded to identify which the strongest songs were, which the strongest acts were, and in doing so, identify which ones should be put forward for financing. Now, Slice the Pie carried on very nicely for a few years and indeed still runs, but when we started looking at the data from the review data on these songs, we found that regardless of which group of scouts rated the songs always rated within a 5% range. And because we had a load of demographic information on the scouts, that enabled us very quickly to realize that we had a very powerful insight and analytics business in very early stage. And from that, we then went off and built the SoundOut product, which effectively feeds tracks into this running river of scouts. And enables us to create very complex and very detailed reports on the market potential of music and a host of other things within literally a few hours of submission.
Yeah.
And that business very quickly, that business of course is called SoundOut, and that business has very quickly overtaken Slice the Pie as the priority business for the company.
Yeah, sure. And you were mentioning, the way that SoundOut works in terms of the use of scouts. So how did you build up the community of scouts in the first place, other than, the direct integration with Slice the Pie?
Purely word of mouth. What we do is we actually pay our music scouts from 2 to 20 cents per review, depending on how good they are at predicting the broader market view of a piece of music.
Yeah.
And a combination of music discovery, the ability to give feedback on new music and help new artists, and a small payment that can go up if you're very good at it, is enough to actually create a small viral effect, which means we get a few hundred new scouts signing up every day from all over the world.
Wow, that's great. And of course, as you mentioned, you have scouts from all over the world, so that really enables you to give a broader view as to how the song might perform, not just locally, but all over the place.
We do, and indeed we can fire the tracks at specific audiences of scouts. So, for instance, we do a lot of work with radio, commercial radio, both in the UK and in the US. So we might test, we test every new release out of the major labels for the US and the same for the UK, but we can create two separate reports, obviously one from just the US scouting base and one from just the UK scouting base.
Yeah, and you have two main products. One is the standard and express report, and the third one is a pro report. So can you explain the differences between the three different types?
Yes, we have there's a straightforward report that's $30, which is really a quick and dirty check to see which is we get a lot of artists who put through 5 or 10 of their tracks to work out, which the strongest track is. So it's most useful when used in a comparative environment to put them side by side.
Yeah.
And then the pro reports are more suited for managers, smaller labels. They're more expensive. They're, if you buy them in three or more, I think they're $99 each. And that gives you a far more granular idea of how good the track is, where it is resonating on a demographic basis, whether how much passion you're getting, and you get 200 reviews with that report.
Yeah.
And then we have a real premium report, which is demographically targeted one, which is what we use for radio and for record labels. Which is about as good as it gets, and that is typically over 97% accurate. So however many times you test the same track, you're going to get the same answers.
No, it's really interesting to see how broad of a customer base you must have with this product. And I was just wondering, like, how do you handle developing the customer base on all those fronts, from individual artists to management to labels to radio? Is it more like a reach out on your part, or is there more word of mouth happening?
Well, it's a bit of both, actually. The whole trigger, I suppose, for this market is radio, commercial radio. And we deliver to every major radio group in the UK on a weekly basis, full reports on every single new mainstream release in the UK market. So, they had details on the new Cher Lloyd song 6 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago, rather. They are seeing sound-out reports, 40-page sound-out reports on every new track coming out in the UK market before they playlist it, which they love. It helps them decide which tracks to put on which playlist after they've been plugged by the record labels. And then on the back of that, we've now got two of the major record labels working with us to test pre-release tracks to work out which ones are going to rate well enough to actually make it onto the playlist with the record labels. And we've now replicated that model over in the US. So we're working with the second biggest radio group in the US and testing every new US release for them. So what we have is, if radio will use it to evaluate how good a track is, then it makes complete sense for record labels to be using the same research methodology to work out what to release, because it follows that radio will play it. Once we have record labels use it, which we do now, then it becomes very attractive to independent artists who either want to get a shot at a record deal or, and this is coming up in 6 months, get catapulted straight into radio play and miss out the whole record label slice completely. And we sell to independent artists principally through third-party sites. So we're fully integrated with Sonic Bids. We do a couple of thousand tracks for them each month.
Yeah.
We're fully integrated now with Pledge Music, who now deal with all our financing as well. So every one of the Pledge Music artists uses SoundOut. We're fully integrated with, actually I can't say that one's been announced yet, but others like CD Baby, IOTA, and Grooves, they all sell sound out to independent artists and management teams. So different approaches for different markets, but it is a soup to nuts methodology across the entire music ecosystem to give guaranteed objective feedback and analysis and ratings on tracks. And the database we now have, of course, is getting very, very powerful. Both as a comparative tool. We've done 80,000 tracks now across all genres, so we can very accurately place a track within its genre and instantly identify the ones that are delighting the audiences.
It's a really off-the-radar and really interesting company. One thing that I'm wondering is, like, how do you build, in terms of the scouts, how much detail do you go into with the scouts themselves in terms of, like, what genre they are generally into? Because I can assume that you're going to want to target specific scouts for specific tracks you're trying to pitch, if it's a metal track or if it's a hip-hop track or if it's a more kind of straightforward mainstream pop.
You can do that, and we're going to do that a little bit more going forward. We've got a brand new launch of the site coming up in a couple of months' time, which will give us far more flexibility. But I think where our methodology differs significantly from any other research methodology we have yet to come across is that the question we ask our scouts, and this is why we call them scouts, not users or whatever, is not, do you like this track? The question they are asked is, how well do you think this track will play out in the marketplace? So how good do you think this heavy metal track is, even though you don't like heavy metal? And it's the ability to predict how well what everybody else will think of a track that actually makes the scout more influential and enables them to earn more money. So it's supercharged A&R rather than supercharged audience research. And if you want to know in the sort of old-fashioned music world, if you want to know what a 16-year-old in Liverpool would like to listen to, typically, you know, it's the A&R guys sitting in London who will decide, and they are not 16-year-olds from Liverpool. Yeah. They are 40-something-year-olds from who have a lot of experience. So it's a... And it's probably why the methodology is so accurate and so consistent, because we're based, as I say, we're supercharging the group to give the best A&R estimation. It's wisdom, pure wisdom of crowds methodology, I suppose, is the easiest way to put it. So, yeah. You know, a smart a group of people will always come to, or will almost always come to, a smarter decision than a room full of experts.
So that's a really, you know, innovative way of looking at it, because most labels and... people that operate surveys at this point, and they're more like surveys, you're right, there's a difference there between actually asking the opinion on the commercial potential of a track and asking whether you like it or not. Yep. Most of these companies are concentrating on providing a user experience, you know, to the people that are purchasing a service that is more like, you know, would these people buy it? Would these people, you know, do these people like it personally? Whilst exactly. What you're doing is quite different. So,
and we've also, I mean, in terms of, you know, does it work, we've been testing UK releases now for 2 years. So we have every UK release. We have a report on every single UK release. So you can actually look back and map how the predictions in SoundOut have actually played out on the charts in general. And it's a very consistent and very accurate methodology for predicting market potential.
Yeah, sure. And in terms of a customer base, you're talking about, you know, UK customers. Do you have many customers from the States as well? Are you looking to expand into different markets, or are you already present, you know, in a number of different markets?
We're already, well, as you'll be aware, we're an internet business, so we are in all markets,
sure.
By definition. Having said that, the majority of our customers are in the US, both particularly in terms of unsigned bands and managers, but we've got a growing user base in the UK, which is probably skewed far more towards labels and radio. But I think once we've got the radio piece properly in place, and we've got some major announcements coming out in the next 3 months on that, then we're going to see a very rapid uptick in independent artists.
Cool.
Because of the opportunities we're going to be able to deliver to them.
And in terms of expanding the service, expanding functionality, are there any areas in particular that you're looking at changing or improving that you think could become even better in the future?
Yes, I suppose the key area is probably semantics. We have some very powerful semantic technologies that enable us to interrogate the reviews with astonishing flexibility and in detail. So we can actually rate a track. We've done a lot of work analyzing the written reviews by semantic software and rating a track without actually needing anybody to rate the track out of 10. And the correlation between the final track rating and the semantic rating is incredibly close.
Oh, okay, cool.
So we're doing a lot around semantics at the moment. And that also enables us to pull the track apart and all its different elements and
yeah.
Apply sentiment analysis to each part of the track and display that graphically for the customers.
And that's definitely a trend that I'm seeing in the industry, although most people are, you know, I'm sure you are as well, finding it hard to fine-tune the sentiment analysis in a way that it's really accurate and understands things like irony and sarcasm and other things.
Well,
like
funnily
that.
Enough, no, we don't have much show where the semantic technology we're using, we've now got global rights to it in the music industry. Is actually used by major governments. It's used by lawyers for e-discovery. It's very, very leading edge. We're incredibly lucky to have come across it. We also use it for on-the-fly control of reviewers.
Oh, wow.
So we know how good a written review is, and we can actually rate it out of 100 and reject it if it's not good enough. It's quite astonishing software, and way too overpowered probably for what we're doing with it. But it's it's very powerful.
Wow, cool, awesome. And so if people wanted to know more about the company, where's the best place to contact? Best place to find you?
The two main sites. The radio site is www.soundoutresearch.com. That's the UK one anyway. And then the more consumer manager-facing site is www.soundout.com.
Okay, that's perfect. And I'll throw a few links. There's a link to a sample report in the soundout.com and a few really interesting pieces of information for anybody that would wanted to check out your service and get involved.
That's brilliant. Okay.
Cool. It was great having you on. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Nice cool.
Well, that's all for this week. I really hope you enjoyed the show. Please remember to visit digitalmusictrans.com for previous shows, or you can follow me on Twitter. The handle is DGMusicTrans. Have a great week, and till next time. Digital music. Trans. Digital music.